Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's going to be a big, beautiful full moon tonight, and that means all the weirdos are out to play.
Oh my gosh, stop it. It's a supermoon, according to NASA. The moon is at its closest point to Earth in its orbit, so it seems larger, and it's also a beaver moon. Oh my God, I knew you would do that. It's the season when beavers start making their dams, and also when they used to be trapped. It's the old farmer's almanac name for it.
I just think beavers are funny. That's why I giggled.
Beaver supermoon, which means many people, like me, will be making something called moon water. And when we are talking about the moon and space and anything like that, we have to go to the expert, our expert, meteorologist Jody Kodesh.
Expert in moon water. Jody, educate us about moon water.
Okay, so moon water, there's a lot of really spiritual people that believe that if you put water out, on the night of a full moon, or say the night before or the night after, like when it's at its fullest peak, that it will deliver energy, positive magic to the water. There's a lot of people that goes really far back. I've been asked about it my entire career as a meteorologist. People bring it up to me all the time. You know, the moon has power. It really can be done anytime, any moon phase. It's just that the people that are really into it believe that it's when the moon is the fullest. So, typically they say the day before or the day after. So that 3-day period is the best time to do it.
So that means there's going to be plenty of whack jobs out there tonight.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Really?
I meant interested people trying to get powers from the moon. Jody Kodesh, you don't believe people can actually get powers from the moon, do you?
I will tell you this. I heard it so much that I started looking into it, and then I decided I'm going to do this. And I am not joking. I had the best news come like the day after, and then I had more good news. And it was one of those things where, you know, when something different happens, you just start to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really started doing more research into it and saying there's a big following behind this, and I've been doing it ever since.
So you want to take back your whack job
I totally do. I thought I was reading it that, I've heard it my entire career. Doesn't mean it's real, but you're telling us that you tried it on a whim. Like, what the hell? I got nothing to lose. And great things happened to you immediately following that?
Immediately. And not to mention when I put out a video on TikTok about it.
Mm-hmm.
It took off like viral, and many viral videos now. And now I get letters and writings and DMs from people all over the world. And it's hard not to be a true believer when you get that much positive feedback. So if anything, it's brought that sort of positivity into my life.
No matter what, we're all going to get hydrated. So that's a good thing. So, John, tonight you want to do it? You going to put the glass out?
Yeah, I could use some great in my life. Yes, and I'll forget probably.
I'll remind you.
Okay, all right. I mean, in the morning, I was like, what was I supposed to do?
It's usually the best drink ever. moon water.
All right, there you have it, moon water. Thank you, Jody Kodesh. Good luck feeling closer to Mother Gaia. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I just looked up moon water and it said that. What's Mother Gaia?
I don't even know, John.
Okay. Happy Super Beaver Moon. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Send out to Stacy, who's in El Cajon. Hi, Stacy.
Hello. Good morning.
Stacy, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, could you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Stacy, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tam, you get $100. I want to let you know also that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Stacy, Macaulay Culkin plays his character from Home Alone in a new ad for in-home senior citizen care. Who does he play in Home Alone? Just need a first name. Jimmy Fallon announced the sexiest man alive this week, and it's Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton. What late-night show does Jimmy host?
Tonight Show.
According to a poll, 9% of Americans have slept with their boss, which means, according to this poll, some of the cast would have slept with this cast member of The Office who played Michael Scott. Who played Michael Scott?
I don't know.
Riley Green was asked if the term redneck is an insult. Who sings the song Redneck Yacht Club? And finally, the Wiggles have announced new tour dates. Currently, how many Wiggles are there?
Four.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Stacey, what's going on with you today?
On my way to work. I'm a director, activities director.
Oh, fun.
Right on.
You're the fun person. Yeah.
I am.
So many activities. Stacey today, Tammy, did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Macaulay Culkin plays his character from Home Alone in a new ad for in-home senior citizen care. Who does he play in Home Alone?
Kevin!
That would be
Kevin.
That
yes,
would be Kevin.
Did you not hear it?
Okay, all right. Stacey didn't know. 1-0, Tam. Jimmy Fallon announced the sexiest man alive this week is Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton. What late-night show does Jimmy host?
Jimmy hosts the Tonight Show.
That's right. Stacey knew that. 2-1, Tam. According to a new poll, 9% of Americans have slept with their boss, which means some of the cast would have slept with this cast member of The Office who played Michael Scott. Who played Michael Scott?
Steve Carell.
I would have thought more than 9%, but Steve Carell is correct.
Now we know where your brain is.
Yeah. Our boss, Scott, just got very nervous, didn't he? It is 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Riley Green was asked if the term redneck is an insult. Who sings the song Redneck Yacht Club?
That is Craig Morgan.
Craig Morgan. I bet you Craig Morgan doesn't think redneck is an insult. I think he takes it as a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
Redneck Yacht Club.
It is now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, the Wiggles have announced new tour dates. Currently, how many Wiggles are there?
I don't know, 5?
Come on. You got to bone up on your Wiggle knowledge.
I'm way past Wiggle time,
you're
honey.
Right. You're sorry. Right. More like dribble.
No, I meant I don't have little kids.
That's what I meant, too. They have 8. 8 currently. Oh, all right, so today we finish with a score of 4-1, Tammy. Sorry, Stacey, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we've got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets now to attend City Cruises Live, a yacht party with The Bachelors, Chris Harrison, Wells Adams, and Ben Higgins.
Oh, fun. When's that?
December 6th.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Thank you.
Stacey, have a wonderful time. Enjoy your day at work. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Stacey Anoka-Home, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
In 2 songs, we hear a lot about elderly people getting scammed. We're about to get scammed by elderly people. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Last week, producer Jessica said something that really piqued our interest when she said, I did a deep dive into an elderly retirement home's TikTok page.
Well, it was that's where I got my costume idea from my Halloween costume. Mm-hmm. It's from this retirement home page, and this guy had dressed up for Halloween. I was a French robber.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had
disguised
jewels.
As a construction worker.
Yeah.
Basically how they got into the Louvre. Yes. And I said, I want to know more about this retirement home TikTok
so
account.
So I did. So I found the account. It's called Basin Creek Retirement. I'm going to play you guys one of the Halloween videos where I got my idea from.
Okay.
And what are you supposed to be tonight, Mr. Parker?
I'm definitely not someone who just was in Paris visiting the Louvre. I'll tell you that much.
Wow, Doris, what's your costume supposed to be?
Breadwinner.
What are you dressed as, Randall?
Oh, me? I'm someone you can count on.
Great costumes. They have these adorable retired people,
mm-hmm.
and they have these costumes. He said someone you could count on. He has numbers all over his shirt. So
yes.
funny.
Right.
Really creative ideas.
Yes. I know. I was so impressed with this retirement home. I was looking at their other videos.
I saw another one. The man had watches all around his waistband.
Yes.
And they said, what are you? He said, a waste of time. They were all the... And when the older people say it, it's so funny and so cute.
Well, here's where I'm about to freak you out.
Okay.
So I went to go look at this page, Basin Creek Creek retirement because I wanted to know more about him. I was like, maybe we can get him on the show.
Yeah.
They're all AI.
What?
No.
That video I just showed you.
Yes.
That this entire account is all AI. It's a community care and bingo every Thursday, fictional world made with AI and love.
Aww.
Isn't that wild?
I just feel dirty now.
I know. Here I was thinking they were the cutest people and they're not real.
You brought fake and deception into the studio, Jessica.
I did. I had no idea until now. It's an entire AI account, but at least it says it on the account that it's AI and it's not trying to pass it off as something else.
On their account, but if you see the video, it doesn't say that.
It doesn't look like AI at all. No. Any of these videos, I've never seen something look... Usually with the AI videos, you can go like, okay.
So let me just try to wrap my feeble mind around this. The old people in those videos are not real?
None of them are real.
We can't believe anything.
I know.
There's nothing we can believe anymore.
I feel like... I
feel ripped off.
I really did too, so that's why I had to share it. I'm sorry.
I don't feel stupid. I just feel like it was a waste of my admiration and feeling.
I mean, I would have never guessed watching that video because it didn't have any of the telltale signals.
Well, you know, there's some that we know are AI, like all the ones that are out there with animals right now, like the dogs that have the little podcast and they talk and they make fun of their owners and they're laughing. You know that that's not real, but I still enjoy it. I find them funny, but I'm aware of it. It's the not being aware of it that makes you feel yuck. Yeah. Yeah.
I have not felt this dirty since I got screwed over by the Ozzy Osbourne Elf on a Shelf AI ad. You can see that disastrous video on our socials.
It's awesome.
Don't call him Jelly Roll anymore. Call him Veggie Roll.
I want to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026. It's my new goal. So I want to have one of the biggest transformations. Also, this is where I'm at. I did this publicly for a reason. I want to be honest about my struggles with it with people. I wore it for so long. I think that people that become as big as I became, when they lose the weight, they're kind of ashamed. They're so ashamed that they go hide and lose the weight, and then they come back out and they don't really know how to interact with the world looking different or feeling different, and they kind of got to find their whole new way. Where it's, I wanted to lose it in front of everybody. I want to talk about it. It's on my daily roll vlog. This is constantly what I'm putting in the air because I want to bring people along with me.
Takes a lot of courage to throw yourself out there like that. Doesn't matter if you're famous or not. Mm-hmm. And he's doing it. I mean, as Tammy likes to say, warts and all. Good for him.
I know,
man.
It's really impressive, and how much weight he's lost is incredible. If you go to either KS1 or John and Tammy's Facebook page, he posted a little TikTok, and this is where he was talking about people are jokingly calling him Veggie Roll right now instead of Jelly Roll, doing some dance moves, and man, the transformation is incredible, and his impact on people has been incredible, and that's something that we chatted with him about at Stagecoach.
You look amazing,
well,
by the way.
I feel good. I'm losing weight. I got new teeth. I'm getting fancy.
Good for you. By the way, there's a woman next door.
Gave me money, and I started taking care of myself.
The woman next door said to me, please, if you talk to Jelly Roll, tell him that he inspired me to go on my own weight loss journey, so I think that's important for you to know.
I've been hearing a lot of that lately. Yeah. It's been really cool.
Well, and that was my question, because it's clear, I think, I can't even count the number of times when we play your music, we get a call, usually a very emotional, saying, in some way, what song, whatever you're doing, has affected them in a crazy way. Obviously, you're hearing that a lot from your fans. It's because of what you're doing, how you're pouring yourself out.
Right.
It's so unusual, bro. And it's so brave.
It's hard sometimes.
It's got to be, I was just going to say, it's got to be, sometimes it's exhausting for you to, it's a responsibility now, isn't it?
No, it's never, man, I love people. I love hearing stories, and I'm so much a part of that kind of story that it kind of inspires me and encourages me. I've never probably been more excited about it in a weird way. I know what the impact I have on people.
I think it's really cool when people say something like that and then back it up and really mean it. Like, I'm ready to accept that responsibility, bring it. And he certainly, yeah.
And by the way, a lot of responsibility.
We were just thinking about that time with Jelly Roll. That's going to be 2 years ago in April. That's got to be at least 100 pounds ago, right? Maybe more?
I would say more for sure, especially after seeing that video that you can see on our Facebook pages. It's definitely more.
I think he should go legally with Veggie Roll. I love that name. At 8:05, did Tammy really assault a member of the U.S. military?
Oh my God, John.
Judge for yourself. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Heather Brown. I am from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I am an HR officer in the Navy.
High five. Nice shirt, Green Bay fan. Thank you, man. I love it.
Did Tammy punch a member of the U.S. Navy?
Oh, my God. I did not.
Sounded like it did to me. Hang tight. Hang on.
I am from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I am an HR officer in the Navy.
High five.
You can actually hear Lieutenant Brown afterwards.
Okay, so not true. When a high five driver had my phone in my hand, which I was recording on, so that's why it sounded like
totally
that.
Totally sounds like you popped her
it
one.
It does. Oh, my gosh.
Lieutenant Brown, fellow Wisconsin, get over here. Bam. Why? Why? By the way, she would have wasted you had you really punched her.
Are you kidding me? Yes. That is no lie.
We had such a wonderful time at Camp Pendleton on Sunday. There was a Lee Brice private show for some Marines and some sailors, and it was so wonderful to say thank you to these heroes. And SeaWorld is continuing to say thank you to our heroes.
Yeah, this Veterans Day weekend, SeaWorld San Diego is hosting the Red, White, and Blue Salute. And veterans, active duty members, and up to 3 family members not only get free one-day admission tickets through the Waves of Honor program, they will also receive special benefits, including priority entrance, which I think is great. Throughout the weekend, the park is going to open each day with a flag ceremony, playing the national anthem, paying tribute to the service and sacrifices of all the brave men and women who protected the freedoms of all of us. Also, from Field of Honor, a representative will be there with 1,000 American flags to represent local veterans and their families, and guests can dedicate a flag with a personal note to their hero, which I think is just beautiful.
Super cool. And most of all, no service members will be hit by Tammy.
Oh my God, would you stop it?
During the weekend.
I am from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I am an HR officer in the Navy.
High five. Stop that. I didn't punch anybody. Also, they're having fireworks shows and all kinds of great stuff, especially saluting those who serve us. Thank you.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to El Cajon. Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing well, pal. Appreciate you. Do me a favor, Ernie. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Take a hike, Tammy.
There you go. Ernie, cackle included. I love it. 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100. I want to remind you also that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Ernie, the sexiest man alive has been named Jonathan Bailey from Wicked and Bridgerton is this year's. What magazine does the sexiest man alive edition?
Time.
The group 1 Million Moms is upset with Wheel of Fortune for the, quote, insinuated profanity in the puzzle category, What the Fun? Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Wolfgang Van Halen isn't interested in working with any of the old Van Halen guys because his band Mammoth is the sole focus right now. What were the names of the two brothers in Van Halen?
Oh, God. I should know this. I'd have no idea.
Oscar winners who have also played supervillains in comic book movies include Heath Ledger, who won an Oscar for playing what villain?
The Joker?
Macaulay Culkin plays Kevin McAllister from Home Alone in a new ad for in-home senior citizen care. In the first Home Alone, where was the family going to on their vacation when they realized they left Kevin home alone?
I believe New York.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Ernie. What's on the schedule today? Tell me something saucy.
Just on the way to work.
Okay, what do you do?
The contractor.
It would have been great when I said, tell me something saucy, if Ernie actually made sauce for a living. Ernie, 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
The sexiest man alive has been named Jonathan Bailey from Wicked and Bridgerton is this year's. What magazine does the sexiest man alive version?
People.
Ernie went time, 1-0 Tam. The group 1 Million Moms is upset with Wheel of Fortune for the, quote, insinuated profanity in the puzzle category, What the Fun?
Oh, What the Fun, sure, okay.
1 Million Moms, the keyword's fun. Uh-huh. Look into it. Who's the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, the always scandalous and profane Ryan Seacrest. Seriously, get a different gig, 1 Million Moms. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Wolfgang Van Halen is not interested in working with any of the old Van Halen dudes because his band Mammoth is his sole focus right now. Tell me the two brothers that were in Van Halen.
Eddie and Alex.
Right.
Ernie could not come up with the names. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Oscar winners who also played super villains in comic book movies include Heath Ledger, who won an Oscar for playing what villain?
The Joker.
That is correct.
He was so good.
He was amazing.
So disturbing how good he was.
4-2, Tammy. Macaulay Culkin plays Kevin McAllister from Home Alone in a new ad for an in-home senior citizen care. In the first Home Alone, where was the family going to on their vacation when they realized they left Kevin home alone?
Paris?
They were going to Paris. Home Alone 2, lost in New York. Ernie went with New York. Sorry, pal. We finished today with a score of 5-2, Tammy. Ernie, you're not going to get any money this morning, but we do have a great prize for you, pal.
Yes, Ernie, you will be hopping aboard City Cruises for a yacht party live with The Bachelors, Chris Harrison, Wells Adams, and Ben Higgins on December 6th.
Awesome.
Ernie, have a great time. We appreciate you, pal. Unfortunately, before you leave, we have to have you say this.
I'm Ernie in El Cajon, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
In two songs, donate food or my mom will guilt you.
Ooh.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I needed help.
Mm-hmm.
We needed help.
Right.
We got that help.
Countless stories just like that every year at our John and Tammy Food Fund, benefiting the San Diego Food Bank, which really, really needs it this year. Perhaps you've heard, no one's working in the government.
Yeah, it's just been, let's just be honest, it's an absolute mess. And food insecure people have never needed your help more. And the San Diego Food Bank feeds the elderly, they feed military families, and they feed the working poor. And when people utilize the food bank, you'd be shocked how many times they end up coming back to give back because that food bank got them through. It was a bridge to where they needed to go.
Like this young father who approached us at a food fund, tears in his eyes, young kids with him, money in their hands to do their share.
My wife and I, obviously, we had to tighten our belts.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, because they first, obviously, that's our first priority. Is things got a little tight. We were starting to worry about, okay, how are we going to make sure they're fed?
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, we asked for help. We were not too ashamed to not ask for help. And so I needed help.
Mm-hmm.
We needed help.
Right.
We got that help.
Mm-hmm.
Things are much better now. I'm back to full time. Wife is working. We're obviously doing better. Instead of paying it forward, we're now paying it back. And I'm going to do everything in my power to keep paying back. I will never forget the help we got.
Now, while that is a great, heartwarming story, it's sad that we even have to have that story. We shouldn't have hungry people.
But we do. And that's why we have John and Tammy's Food Fund. Tomorrow, Fraser Farms in Oceanside, 6 to 9. Bring your non-perishable food donations.
We have upped the ante a bit, too, giving you chances to win tickets to KSON's Country Fest Christmas. We've invited a few special guests that might have some free stuff of their own to give you for showing up. Not that you need any bribing to do the right thing. We know that you will, but we want to say thank you. This is how we can do it.
I haven't told you guys yet, but I got the fire department to come out. I got fire trucks. Mainly to make our...
And firemen. And women.
Mainly to make our boss happy because he wanted fire trucks because he's a five-year-old boy.
Swear to God, yesterday he literally said, yay, fire trucks.
That's not and how he said it.
And he wasn't joking.
He was like, yay!
I'm trying.
Swear.
No, we're not joking.
No.
In fact, if anything, we're being more subdued.
Yes. Yeah. But they are bringing some fire helmets for the kids and all kinds of goodies.
Oh, nice.
And the ocean and the Oceanside Police Department's going to be out there with all kinds of fun stuff.
They're all going to have those super cool macho mustaches, aren't they?
Yeah, and all in uniform.
God, I wish I could pull that off.
Well, now I'm worried, though, because I got the fire department and the police department. And sometimes they're like, fight?
Well, we'll see what happens.
So there's going to be a rumble?
Tammy
in the
will probably
Fraser
start
farm?
Something. Yeah. Guys, take off your shirts and fight! What?
Hey, whatever brings in more food, I don't care.
All right, anyway. Also making an appearance, my mom is going to be there.
Yay.
She'll offer advice, any kind of comfort that you need, and moms do.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she'll guilt you if you don't bring sufficient amounts of food.
Yes.
We are looking for protein. We are looking for diapers. Baby formula's huge. Please, nothing in glass. They can't take it. They're going to give it right back to you, okay?
For directions, just go to KSON.com.
Tema, I'm going to need you to make a judgment call on the story I'm going to tell you. Something that was ripped from real life headlines. This happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
I was pulling up to a red light, and I heard what happened to be a country song coming from the car next to me.
Okay.
I turned down the very interesting fantasy football podcast I was listening to. God, I'm such a tool, I know. And I turned it on to KSON.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever done this before.
Gee, absolutely. To see if they're listening.
If they're listening to the station.
Uh-huh, I do.
Well, this young woman was listening to the station. I will go ahead and preface it by also saying, as I looked to see the person next to me, I did notice that it was not just a young woman, but a rather attractive young woman,
okay,
who then busted me looking at her.
Uh-huh.
So then I felt like, oh boy, she thinks I'm some creepo checking her out at a red light.
Let me guess. Did you become the over-explainer?
Oh, it gets better. So I decide I'm going to roll my window down. I rolled my window down. She rolled her window down.
Oh.
And I said, I just want to let you know, I work for KSON, and I want to thank you so much for listening.
Okay.
It turned out to be a lovely conversation.
Okay.
I mean, in the time that we had, about 10 seconds before the light turned.
Did she say, are you John, or did she?
She said, I listen all day, every day. I know who you are. And we listen all day at work, too. So big shout out to Janet's Cafe in El Cajon.
Oh, yes.
And
right down the hill from my house.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they play it there, too. So you should go and say hello.
I will. I haven't been there in a few months. I love that place, by
the way.
Say
hello to pretty waitress who was in the car next to me. I don't know her name. That's okay. All I got. We had to go. Light turned green. Our lives started again.
Okay.
But for that moment, I was that weirdo that rolled the window down, and I wasn't hitting on her.
Yeah, I know.
I was trying to say thank you, and it just happened to be a nice bonus that she was easy on the eyes. Yes, producer Jessica.
What would you have done if it was somebody who clearly had no idea who you were, who KSON, like it was an out-of-towner that just happened to be scanning through stations in their rental car?
I guess the answer to this, I don't know. In fact, as I was driving halfway home, I'm thinking, that went very well. Mm-hmm. She could have thought a thousand different things.
Well, and you have a tendency to become the over-explainer.
All right, that's not what this is about.
No, but you do, and that's okay. It would have been funnier, but
it's kind of hard to be... Kind of hard to be an over-explainer when you're sitting at a red light waiting for it to turn green. We both have places to go, people to see.
Well, nice job. All right. I have to stop into Janet's Cafe.
Thank you, Janet's Cafe, and to all who listen to KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.